in the model, you release the lobster larvae. Say in that particular case, we have all the eggs seeded near the coast. And that type of information, of course, is based on the data that DMR, Department of Marine Resources from the state, they gather. Say they know where the female lobsters are mostly found. When we release them, then we can track them through the time and see where they go and how fast they develop. And then when they get to the post-larvae stage, you know what the population density is at certain location. And that way, you will be able to tell, say, okay, if a lobster larvae or the egg released near Grand Manan, say, after 40 days, then when they reach the post-larvae stage, where it is, and what's the likelihood they are settling in a place. So that way you will be able to predict in a way that the density for the settlers. We are hoping that information will be useful to the lobster fishery, because what the model can tell is really say, okay, how many settlers you will be able to find in certain regions at any given year. And then, of course, you really need multiple years of settlers to get into any year of recruitment.